For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots is dead. If you're just waking up, the Packers came back and won, and Scott Weiland is dead, and Rob, yes, got the points.
Yeah.
I'm getting inundated with people just waking up wanting to know who got the points. Rob had Scott Weiland on the death pool.
So at least 52 points. At least 52 as it sits right now. We got to find out whether what was involved.
And we're assuming drugs. He kind of got eaten by a lion. Oh, we don't know yet.
Could be a lot.
Could have fought a cougar.
Yeah. Beat him. He was on this show. In 2010, was that how long ago it was?
2010, yeah.
Yeah, because the concert was October 8th of 2010, and they were talking about the previously scheduled concert that was canceled because he was too messed up to go on stage.
He didn't show up.
Yeah.
The band was there, but Scott Weiland was not.
So he was performing in a city, and he was supposed to go do a radio interview with a guy I know, and this was a few months ago. Too messed up to call in.
Oh, yeah.
He called in, and from what I was told, he called in, and he was too messed up to even go on the air.
So they offered us the DeLeo Brothers. Is that their names?
Yeah, DeLeo Brothers.
Which are great. They're good musicians, and had they been in the studio, it might be worth talking to them. But really, when it comes to Stone Temple Pilots, you only want to hear from Scott Weiland. And they said no. And then I said, okay, well, no thank you. And then a week later, they were like, hey, we can get you both the DeLeo Brothers. I'm like, I don't care if you give me the DeLeo's mother with them. I don't want to talk to them. Get me Scott Weiland, and we got a deal. And they were not selling tickets, so they were forced to get him to do the interview. And we agreed to put him on the air. And then we agreed to nothing more than that but to give him an interview. And I enjoyed their work. I was interested in talking to him. I was a Velvet Revolver fan, a Stone Temple Pilots fan. But with the guy that we got on the phone was just whacked out of his mind. Here is our interview that made national news, was on TMZ, was in all the trades, was in Rolling Stone. It was the interview that made them think that Scott Weiland still has a really bad drug problem. And now today, at the age of 48, he's dead.
Right now, let's go to the hotline and welcome to the show for the very first time from the Stone Temple Pilot, Scott Weiland. How you doing, buddy?
Really good.
Are you doing really good? I'm glad to hear that. I worry about you. I don't even know you, but sometimes I worry about you.
No, I'm doing very, very good.
Are you at a happy point?
Yes, right. Very happy.
All right. Now, you're coming here to the St. Pete Times Forum, and we're excited that you're coming. Will you make it here this time?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Now, let me tell you. Vince Neil, do you know Vince Neil?
No, I don't really know Vince Neil.
You don't seem like he'd be the kind of guy that you'd hang out with, but I figured maybe you might meet him in passing. Vince Neil came here and did a solo show. And was a drunken mess, fell off the stage, did three songs, and then he fell out. And the next time we had him on the show, I was like, hey, what's up? And he goes, hey, man, that's rock and roll. That's what happens. Yeah. And I found that to be acceptable for him. But we were expecting you to come with the Stone Temple Pilots last time, and we, at the very second, find out that we are not having a show. What actually happened? We heard a lot of rumors, but this is the first opportunity we have to go right to the source.
Let's see. I think that was the show where there was a
you can do it.
A foot long normally, the stage is just like a flat stage.
Right.
And this was a really high stage.
Okay.
And I spun around, did a little James Brown move, and I slipped and fell right into about 8 feet.
Now, I think we're confusing that with a different show, because there was no spinning at the Tampa show. You guys, you did not make it to the amphitheater last year. There was the Stone Temple Pilots were there, but Scott Weiland was not there. This is Tampa. From what I heard, there was, you were in Sarasota, but didn't quite make it over to the Tampa show.
Well, you know what? You know, this is the thing. You know, when you have done about 1,000 shows,
right? They all tend to run together.
Yeah.
But when you only do one show that you actually don't do, that should be the one that stands out, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, you know, we do 5 shows a week.
Right.
You know? And it was the beginning of the tour.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. We do 5 shows a week. I make it here for all 5 of them every week.
Yeah, I don't think you missed that many shows
right.
On that tour. This was one that you happened to miss, though.
I have a feeling you're going to miss Fridays, too.
I'm sorry?
I said I don't know. I can't guarantee that you're going to be a Friday show at this point.
Hello? Guarantee that it's going to be a Friday show?
You're supposed to be in Tampa again this Friday. And you didn't show up to the last show. So I'm saying that if I was a betting man, based on this conversation we're having today, I would not bet that you'll be there this Friday.
I will bet you $10,000.
I almost want to take it. That's a good bet. That's a good bet. Where are we drinking today?
Nope.
You are sober today?
I am completely sober.
I love that. I love that. I would have lost $10,000 on that bet. I can tell you that. Are we on delay? Hello?
What's that?
I don't know if you're hearing me on a delay, because every time I ask you a question, it takes 12 seconds to hear the response.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I just checking. All right. Well, hey, Stone Temple Pilots is going to be here, according to Scott Weiland, this Friday at the Ice Palace. Things are good between you and the band?
Yeah, things are great.
Okay.
I mean, it's like any family, right?
Right.
You know, there's a lot of love. We've known each other and played in bands with each other since 1987 or 1988. And I formed my first band with Corey Hickok and Scott Tubbs, and that sort of it changed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, it was kind of like post punk, like the Pixies and that kind of thing.
Right, and
you know, and so when Jane's Addiction and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, when they came into the scene, they electrified it. It became like this huge thing. And Thelonious Monster. And
Scott, seriously, Scott, you're not drunk right now?
Yeah. No, not.
You're not on anything?
No, I've had my kids for the last 3 days since I got clean.
I'm glad you're clean, but it really sounds like you're, I don't know, you're a very eclectic guy, so maybe you're just, I'm not really sure we're having the same conversation.
Right.
Somehow Thelonious Monk made their way into our Stone Double Pilot song.
No, Thelonious Monster.
Oh, well, that's why I was wrong. All right, well, listen.
Yeah, Bob Forrest.
Yeah. And what about what we had Slash on the show last week? You get along with him still?
Yeah, I have no problem with Slash.
He didn't have any problem with you. He liked you. He said it was great to work with you. It's a shame to me because I think Velvet Revolver was a great band.
I think it was an amazing band.
I even like to see the two of you do each other's material. All right, listen, your record company's telling us we got to wrap it up. Stone Temple Pilots is going to be here. Scott Weiland is willing to put $10,000 on the line. And although he's a lot richer than I am, I'm not going to take that bet. But hopefully we'll see them at the St. Pete Times Forum. And Scott, it has been a pleasure talking to you, my man.
Hey, you too, man.
That's a sign to make me know that he is whacked out of his mind. Because after that weird interview and that weird ending and the $10,000 bet, when he knows it's ending, he gets all happy. Okay, well, hey, thanks for listening.
St. Pete Times Forum. And Scott, it has been a pleasure talking to you, my man.
Hey, you too, man.
All right. Yeah. He has no idea.
Whatever.
That was hard for us to listen to again.
Yeah.
I had to lower the volume. I didn't want to hear
it. People on Twitter, one guy said, he goes, I think I'm making the same face I was making 5 years ago, just staring at my radio like, what?
The saddest part of that is when you ask him if he's drunk or on anything, and he says, no, man, I've been with my kids. That's why I don't feel bad for this dude, because guess what? He was messed up around his kids, and his kids had to grow up seeing their dad be a junkie. So good, they're better off without him.
I have a certain amount of sympathy for addicts, so I get it, and I'm certainly... Like, there's a lot of people like, well, good for him. He died. He was a drug addict. A lot of times, that stuff isn't their fault.
But do you think his kids are better off seeing their dad in the condition that he's in constantly being messed up? Or do you think that they're going to grow up in a better life without him being around?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the mother. I don't know anything about what he's left them. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't really even care that much. It's a sad situation. The guy was 48 years old. He was very talented. And he certainly made great music. And he was there in a... for a long time. I mean, we look back now and we think of all the Stone Temple Pilots, Velvet Revolver, and all the other stuff he did. The guy was talented. He was just he had a lot of demons, man. And that was probably one of the most uncomfortable. I mean, I've had Ozzy threaten to beat me up before.
Right.
We've had some weird things happen on this show, but that was easily the most uncomfortable and most telling interview because you just knew after talking to him that the record company was calling to get him off the air. They were begging us to end the interview. They were killing John. They were calling when John was here on the show. They were calling John. They were like, I'll tell you.
Because every like 3 seconds, John would go, throw his hands up and walk out with his phone.
It was one of the only things that made me, because remember my contract was coming up at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the only things that made me not want to work here anymore, because the company was dealing now with the promoter for the concert, and the promoter for the concert yelling at them, and they stood by me, Cox did, and they said, look, his job is to do the interview. You can't put a drunk guy or a high guy on the air. That's not his fault. But my problem was I wanted to rerun it the next day because they were like, you can't give that to TMZ and you can't give that. And I was like, it's already there. Yeah, we were like, and they called us. We were on the phone interviewing them, and they called on the request line and said, can we have this audio? TMZ did.
Wow.
They were like, can we have this audio to play on the show while the interview was still going on? So there was a lot of things that happened that day behind the scenes. And then Cox was very cool. They stood by me, and they were like, no, you did the right thing. It was a grand deal, blah, blah, blah. And I go, yeah, but I'm playing it again tomorrow.
Right.
And they're like, no. And I go, oh, yeah, I have to. You have to. People are dying to hear it. So anyway.
So we have an update with Deathpool.
Okay, so tell me now. So let me let everybody know that Scott Weiland's dead at 48. They found him dead on his tour bus. They said in his sleep. So he could have had a heart attack. We don't really know what the cause of death was yet.
Well, you look a lot like you're sleeping when you're dead.
No. What I'm saying is he went to bed. It was 9 o'clock at night.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, no?
It was before the show. So what I think it was Scott time on the bus to do whatever he wants to do, needle, 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 or whatever he's doing. And, you know, then, hey, 9 o'clock, let's go, showtime. And hello, nobody there.
Yeah.
Scott, oh, he's cold, he's dead. Which I said I'd love to find out if somebody from the crowd in Minnesota or wherever it was that we said, did they go out and say, hey, we can't find Scott, Scott's not feeling well, or sorry, folks, Scott's dead.
Yeah. I can tell you from us playing in Pipple Toddler, I am not a good bass player. I've learned how to play the songs that we play.
Mm-hmm.
The more I drink, the more I forget. And my fat fingers just hit a bunch of strings. I can't imagine going up there and being the lead singer or the lead guitar player or something that it really matters in a band,
right?
And being whacked out on heroin.
Yeah, but I don't think he was whacked out on heroin. I think that was getting him back to a state of normalcy. He's been using it for so long that then that's what becomes normal for you, is being in that condition to be up on stage with heroin in your system.
Might be true, but either way, it seems like it would impair everything to me.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.